Last time we heard of Jesus doing too many things, many miracles, and he was tired, but then he went to a place to pray. We pray because we follow the model of Christ, after the model of Christ, who teaches how to pray. But today we hear this guy, who's the leper, who prays in a beautiful way. And as you and me prepare for the Lenten journey next week, we should pay attention to this guy so that we too may strengthen our prayer life. Lenten season is prayer, penance, and almsgiving, charity, but not just only during 40 days. This is as long as you and I are alive. Someone once said, just as oxygen is to the lungs, so prayer is to the soul. Just as oxygen is to the lungs, so prayer is to the soul. So we should be praying daily, not just only during Lent, or when things go wrong, or when things did not go the way we planned them. We should be praying every single day, and not just one time. But St. Paul tells us, pray unceasingly, pray nonstop. Our life should be a prayer. Our actions, when rightly directed to God to glorify his name, should be a prayer. Our sufferings, our pains, should be a prayer. The devil, the enemy, which we won't think about him too much, he doesn't deserve that. He wants us to complain and to just keep whining and complaining and get frustrated, and that's not a prayer, because that separates us from the love of God. Prayer, it is the encounter with Christ. When we treat God, as our Father, when we see God in Jesus Christ, when we see him as our brother, as a friend who is on our side. So prayer, oftentimes, will be difficult. And what I mean by this is that sometimes when we pray, we feel that God is not there, that he took a vacation, that he went away. Sometimes we feel that when we knock on the door, no one is behind those doors. They're sleeping. But God is always there. That's what I mean by prayer, when prayer seems difficult. St. Augustine says, the most beautiful prayer there is, after the Mass, I would say, is to pray when we don't feel like praying. In other words, the beautiful prayer is that which is done when I just feel like I do not want to pray. Okay, God, I don't want to pray. But it is about remaining faithful. St. Therese also tells us, it is not about being successful, but remaining faithful. When I feel like I do not want to pray because I had enough with this pandemic, I don't want to pray. But then I pray. When I feel like things are going really tough, political tension, whatever you name it, all those can be a beautiful prayer to God. It is about being faithful. Someone once said, it is better in prayer to have a heart without words than words without a heart. I say that again. It is better in prayer to have a heart without any words than to have a lot of words without a heart. As we prepare for this Lenten journey, of course, during these 40 days, we strengthen our prayer life. But we ask for the grace so that we may not so much just do this blah, 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 blah thing, but that we may listen, that we may allow God to talk to us, to direct us, so that we may remain with him. So we strengthen our prayer by being present, by telling God, this is the time. This is the appointment that I have with you, my God. This 5, 10, 15, 30 minutes, whatever, in adoration, praying the rosary, any devotionals, meditation, whatever. All is prayer. The time that is just for God and me, to listen to Him. And we ask for the grace so that my heart would be there. Even in the midst of pain and suffering and frustration and deception, but prayer, once again, it is an encounter with Christ. St. John Vianney, the patron saint of all the priests, said, prayer, it is plunging our soul into a bath of love. I'm sure a lot of you took a shower before you came in. If not, you will take it in the next few days, I'm hoping. But we bathe our bodies. How often do we bathe our soul? I think we should do it daily and more than once. When things are tough, I pray more, Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta said. Or one of those Teresas. You know that we have too many. Praise God. We pray. When things are really difficult, we pray even more. When I do not understand what is happening with the world, with our nation, I pray even more because He is my King and my God. To whom else shall I go? My God. So I pray. And today, I ask for the grace so that I can plunge my soul in, so that I may be able to receive this bath of love, which is full of love in Jesus, in this blessed sacrament. And by the way, we are praying at this very moment, because the most beautiful prayer there is, the greatest prayer of all, we're praying it right now. The holy sacrifice of the Mass. Everything else draws from here. So today, once again, we ask for the grace so that we can have our hearts here, so that we can bring our hearts to this holy altar and just surrender to Christ and ask Him to teach us how to pray. This wonderful man, this leper, gave us a great lesson. He says, if I can find it, all right here. A leper came to Jesus and kneeling down, that is the first attitude that we should have in prayer. Kneeling down. He knelt down before God because he recognized who Jesus was. And not just physically, because perhaps some of us can't kneel down because we have some knee problems or whatever else. But we kneel down with our hearts in saying, God, you are the God. I am the leper. I am wounded by sin. I need your grace so I can remain faithful to you, so that I can stay here with you, so that I can do your will. Help me to kneel down my heart, my soul to you. First thing, kneel down. Begged him and said. Second, begged him. Oftentimes, when we go to prayer, we demand God to do this and to do that. But do it now. Not tomorrow, not in 10 years. As we continue with this new technology, we want things faster. We want them done quickly. That's not how God works. It's in His time. So when we go to prayer, we ask for the grace so that we may surrender, so that we may beg, not demand. And whatever we're asking, let it be your will, God. If it's not today, maybe in 30, 40 years, maybe when I'm with you, I'm going to be looking down and see the fruits of my prayer. I beg. That entails humility. Recognizing that I need to kneel down, that I need to let go of my pride, of my control, or whatever else is separating me from the love of God, then I ask, God, help me. Help me to remain with you. So he knelt down, he begged and said, if you wish, you can make me clean. What a beautiful prayer. And you know, every time I celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass, when I lift up Jesus in the most holy sacrament, in the body and the precious blood, I do say those words. I'd say it in Latin, but it's the same thing. Domine sibis potes me mundare. If you wish, you can make me clean. May God give us the grace to understand once again that He is God, that we may be able to tell Him, God, if you wish, only if you wish. In saying that, we are surrendering ourselves to His will. I wish a million things, but only if you wish, for the good of my soul, for the soul of your people, and to give you glory, only if you wish. This man was able to say that. What a beautiful prayer. If you wish, you can make me clean. He didn't say, God, if you wish, maybe you can make me clean. If you wish, you can make me clean. He believed that this is God. He believed that this man was able to heal him and to cure him. May we to be able to ask that in prayer, to beg, so that we can be cleansed. But firstly, we ask for the grace so that we may believe that He is able to do all things, if He is for our good, if He is for our salvation, for the salvation of His people, and to give Him glory. If you wish, you can make me clean. Then He answers, He says, Volos mundare, I do will it. I do will it. I want to cleanse you. I want to heal you. Because that's our God. That's our Father. May that be our prayer. As we approach this heavenly banquet, as we continue to prepare for this Lenten journey, even in the midst of all the things that we're dealing with, may we be given the grace to remain faithful in prayer, to have that encounter with Christ. But especially today, as we pray for all those who are watching us, for all those that cannot be here and wish to be here, we pray for all of you. We pray for all those people who are in the hospital, who are suffering more than you and me, but they are praying. May that be our prayer today. When I lift up Jesus in the most blessed sacrament today, may we be able to say, as we open our hearts to God, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. Please stand. I believe in